Moms and mutual funds are more alike than you think. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you're listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. Moms and mutual funds are definitely two peas from the same pod. My mom, my aunts, myself, all are cut from the same cloth. If you're familiar with my blog, you know I'm passionate about financial freedom and my blog's name, Health Wealth Bridge, reflects my passion for both maintaining health and creating and managing wealth. I am not an expert on financial asset management. This is not to be taken as professional financial advice. Mutual funds are subject to market risk. Read all scheme-related documents carefully. This podcast is sponsored by HSBC Mutual Funds. Mothers can help us in the time of emergency. A mother's secret stash of cash often saves us in a financial emergency. Just like mutual funds, as most mutual funds offer liquidity, it's easy to redeem funds and fulfill your financial emergency. Mothers, just like mutual funds, help you in meeting short-term as well as long-term goals. Mothers plan. They emphasize the importance of patience and long-term risk management. They also help you in planning for the future. They play an important role in helping you achieve your short-term goals as well as long-term aspiration. In mutual funds too, there's a wide range available in the market which would help you in fulfilling both your short-term goals and long-term financial plans. Your mother supports your growth potential. Mothers strive to provide their children with opportunities to grow and develop, just like a mutual fund. By investing in equity mutual funds, investors can benefit from the growth potential of stocks without the tremendous risk that the stock market can bring. Mothers are pro in what they do. They have a solution to almost all problems as they have a better experience and an eye for detailing. A good mutual fund manager can help you in analyzing the financial market and making informed decisions. Mutual funds need regular monitoring. That's where a fund manager can help you make the necessary adjustment to ensure you are meeting your objectives. Mothers too constantly monitor their children's well-being and progress and change their method of parenting depending on the child's response and skills. There is no replacement for a mother's love. Growing up in the red era of Kolkata, where poverty was glorified, didn't stop my mom from saving and teaching us how to save. Education and health always got the vote hands down, while other wants were kept aside for a sunnier day. Sunnier days came, but I kept my mother's wisdom close to my heart when I started investing in mutual funds as soon as I started earning. Mutual funds make investing in stocks easier, less scary, less risky, while helping you build a portfolio to create wealth. In case you don't want a managed fund, options of direct mutual funds exist too. Whatever your plan is, whether long-term for your child's higher education or short-term, you can always find a fund or a plan according to your financial need and risk appetite. Never start a mutual fund with your credit card. It's bad money habit. Save money every time you earn. That way it builds up. In the description of this podcast below, you will find a link to the HSBC website where you will find more details about the HSBC mutual funds. My listeners can also fill out a form link given in the description to help them understand better and have their queries answered by expert. If you wait for all your loans and headache to go away first and then start investing, then it might be too late. Start with what you have, where you are. You are listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wealth Bridge podcast.